And now a profile of one of America's greatest and most controversial politicians. Willie Stark was a champion of the little guy who became a governor and a tyrant. He's also fictional. Stark began life in print, the main character of Robert Penn Warren's classic novel, All the King's Men. Stark has since been the subject of 2 movies, 3 stage plays, and an opera. He resembles the legendary Huey Long of Louisiana, but Stark's persona is larger than any one man. As part of our continuing In Character series, NPR's Ron Elving has this look at the quintessential American demagogue.
In each retelling, the story of Willie Stark reaches its climax with a vote on his impeachment as governor. A throng of his supporters waits outside the state capitol.
This is the result. Willie Stark has won!
Surrounded by bodyguards and police, Willie Stark appears on the steps of the capitol.
Do you like what I have done?
And what has Willie done? He's won elections as an outsider and smashed the old power structure in the Capitol. He's built roads and bridges, hospitals and schools, and he's eliminated every rival for power and every competing authority. Now he wants to run for president. But at this moment, an assassin steps from the shadows. Willie Stark was the creation of the American poet Robert Penn Warren, who also wrote fiction. All the King's Men was his best-known novel, winning the Pulitzer Prize for 1946 and becoming a hit movie. Willie Stark's story is the classic cautionary tale of power and corruption, a small-town crusader who rides a wave of depression anger all the way to the governor's office.
But I am going to tell you a story. It's about a hick. A hick like you, if you please. Yeah, like you. He grew up on the dirt roads and the gully washes of a farm. He knew what it was to get up before dawn and get feed and slop and milk before breakfast and then set out before sunup and walk 6 miles to a one-room slab-sided schoolhouse.
Stark delivers on his promises, but his single-minded pursuit of power ultimately destroys him and all those around him. The film won several Oscars, and 60 years later, Willie Stark still seemed irresistible to another Oscar-winning actor with an interest in politics, Sean Penn. Here's his 2006 take on Willie Stark on the stump.
Lifelong truth, you are a hick, and ain't nobody never helped a hick but a hick yourself. It's up to you to nail these parasites up. Up to you and me and God.
Amen.
Nail up Joe Harrison.
The author did not live to see the second film, but he would not have liked seeing his story set in Louisiana, nor would he have approved of having Sean Penn sing this song.
Every man a king, every man a king, for you can be a millionaire.
But there's something belonging to others. There's enough for all people to share.
That second singing voice is supposed to be that of Huey Long, who wrote that song while he was governor of Louisiana. Even today, you can hear him speak and sing in an animatronic version in the old state capitol building in Baton Rouge. Long was governor and then senator in the 1920s and 30s, inspiring fierce loyalty and even greater animosity, a legend for his denunciations of the wealthy.
There has been yielded too much to eat, too much to wear, everything to live in. The Lord has answered the prayer.
Long was at the zenith of his career, plotting a path to the White House when he was assassinated in 1935. Just a year earlier, Warren had begun teaching at LSU. So for many, Willie Stark is no more than a fictional gloss on Huey Long. But for Robert Penn Warren, Willie was not Huey Long, and the novel was not just about politics. Warren pointed out that his first version of Willie was sketched out on a sabbatical in Italy in 1938. At the time, he would say, he was more concerned about another authoritarian figure, Benito Mussolini, who was one model for his earliest Willie Stark. Warren in Italy wrote a verse drama about a man named Talos, an allusion to a mythic Greek hero. As he converted that poetry into the prose of the novel, he renamed his character Willie Talos. His editor hated that name, so Warren suggested Willie Strong, which sounded too much like Long, and they compromised on the German word for strong. Stark. Years later, when opera composer Carlisle Floyd asked permission to base an opera on All the King's Men, Warren agreed but would not let Floyd incorporate the tune Every Man a King. Floyd called his opera Willie Stark, even though it followed the novel's plot lines, including the assassination scene. David Madden is a writer, scholar, and teacher who took a job at LSU because Warren had been there. He's now the Robert Penn Warren Professor of English there.
The reason I teach and write about it as a universal book and try to stay off Huey Long is because I really do believe that it applies to America. Everybody in it, Willie Stark mainly, is representative of facets of the American experience.
Warren clearly regarded Willie Stark as both a Machiavelli and a kind of mouthpiece for moral philosophy. Yet for generations of readers, Willie Stark remains a political animal.
On a certain level, he's a forebearer of the kind of cynicism we have about politics today.
Alicia P. Long teaches history at LSU.
We just assume that politicians play hardball, that politicians today consider themselves an entitled class.
T. Wayne Parent is a professor who uses All the King's Men in his political science courses at LSU.
It's about the democratization of the United States, and Huey Long was a good model for what can go right and what can go wrong. But Willie Stark, I think, was imagined in an even broader, fuller, richer sense than Huey Long. And that's what makes that novel so fantastic.
Robert Penn Warren would have many honors in his long life, but nothing else he wrote found such an audience as All the King's Men. And for all of the poet's high art, his best remembered creation is his rough-hewn Willie Stark, the unlovely embodiment of our unfinished democracy. Ron Elving, NPR News.